adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. With the capture of Jungle Jim, his last hope of communicating to the outside world the important secrets he found on Thorson's island went glimmering. Although his safety does seem assured, just as long as Thorson does not know his real identity or mission. When Kitty learned that Jim was a prisoner, her nerves went to pieces and she cracked under the strain, giving Thorson the first real clue to the fact that they both were more than likely spies. In the meantime, Kolo arrived on the coastal trading vessel. When Jim did not appear at the dock to meet him, and even though the captain of Thorson's guards forbade shore leave to any of the crew, Kolo decided to try to contact Jungle Jim. He jumped overboard, swam to shore, and just managed to elude two of the guards. Their alarm brought Big Tom down to Captain Kennedy's vessel to investigate.
Hello there! Hey, wake up, you! I want to talk to Captain Kennedy.
What do you want at this unholy hour?
I told you I want to speak to your captain and be quick about it. Where is he?
He's asleep where every godfather man should be at this time of night. But I'll call him for you, sir.
If you're giving me any cock and bull story about this fellow you saw, Frank, I'll flay the hide off you.
No, Boss Tom. He gave me, we both seen him. He was one you told to go back on the ship yesterday. No one else wear those kind of hat made of tower.
Yeah, turban, you mean. No, if that's what you saw, it must be the one. But if I find him on board, you're going to remember this for a long, long time.
Maybe he have brother wear same hat.
None of your cracks, you.
Hold there. What's up? You want me?
Yeah. Drop your gangplank. Want to come aboard for inspection?
Well, of all that, what's the reason for this imposition on a man's time and freedom? It's the middle of the night. Do you realize that?
Never mind the speeches, Captain. There's just one thing I want to find aboard your ship. That native who tried to come ashore yesterday. The one with the turban.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All my crew are in their beds, where any decent person should be at this time.
That's all I want to find out. Now, are you going to let that gangplank down, or do I have to board some other way?
All right. Wait till I rouse a couple of men.
He sounds mighty convincing about all of his crew being aboard.
Well, no, Boss Tom. But honest, we see that in your plane.
And why didn't you take a shot at him?
VK have gone ready, but one leap like a cat and he go away pronto.
All right, roll away that gangplank.
All right, come on. Here. That's all right. Come on, follow me. Well, I'm sorry to bother you, Captain Kennedy, but we got to check up on your crew.
Well, I told you my men are all aboard.
Now, look, Captain, we don't even have to wake them up. Lend me a flashlight.
Oh, you're a hard man to convince, Tom. Tom, if you're making a mistake, I think you are. I'll take it up with Bull Thorson, and you'll have to answer for this.
Now, this is being done by Bull's orders. One of my guards claims he saw one of your crew up by the main gate of the castle after they all had orders not to come ashore. They only want to see the East Indian, the one with the turban.
Well, he's in the cabin next to mine. Been asleep for hours. Here, see for yourself.
Well, where is he?
Gosh, I don't understand what could have happened. I'd swear he was here.
Don't bother. He ain't even been in here. Huh. That bunk ain't been slept in this night. Where is he?
By the great...
Don't bother about that either. I know where he is. And when you get him back, he'll probably be packed in a burlap bag.
Now, this is something that was done without my permission.
Yeah, well, you can explain to Bull why you should have permission to land here anymore. As far as I'm concerned, this is your last trip. And I'm posting a double guard on your ship. Frank.
You see, Boston.
You stand on this gangplank, and anyone who tries to come down it gets shot, understand?
See, Boston.
No talk, not even one word. Just shoot. And by the way, you're included in that order, Captain Kennedy.
Meanwhile, Jim and Kitty, as prisoners, have been getting a merciless grilling from Thorson. While Kitty fakes a fainting spell, Sasha pleads with Thorson for one more day of life for the prisoners. His idea is to do away with both immediately.
Oh, she's fainted, Bull. Out cold. Let's bring her into the couch in your library.
All right. But why must women always pull something like that?
Well, I'm told that fainting is usually involuntary. Here, you take her head, Bull. I've got her feet. Now, easy. Here, now. Let her down. There, easy. That's it. Now, suppose you just watch her, Bull. I want to get to work on that movie Tarzan in there and see what I can find out. If he'll talk, you'll find out plenty. Jim. Jim, we've got to work fast. I almost don't know which way to turn. He's convinced that you and Kitty are not telling all you know. But I've got an agreement from him not to make any decisive move for 24 hours.
Good work, Lil.
Well, it's not too good. I'm supposed to pump you for information while he's trying to get something out of Kitty.
Poor Kitty. She hasn't the stamina you've got.
Oh, look, Jim. Don't talk to me about that dame. She's bad news. If you weren't in danger also, I'd never lift a finger to get her out of any kind of a mess.
Forget personalities, Lil. We've got a job to finish somehow, and the time is getting short.
You don't realize how short the time is if we don't find some way to stop Bull.
We'd only get that guard out of the room.
It's not so easy, Jim.
It almost succeeded. That feint Kitty pulled was prearranged.
Say. Well, that dame is better than I thought she was. Why, she even fooled me.
Yes, and she'll fool Forson, too. If I never accomplish one more thing in this life, Lil, I want to see that that murderer gets what he deserves. He's the coldest-blooded killer I've ever met. I'm sure he's not normal mentally. He can't be.
You don't even suspect his capabilities for cruelty. Why, he's like a tiger.
Yeah, but calling him names gets us exactly nowhere. What can we do? Can you get me a gun?
Not at this minute. But just behind you, fourth shelf of books. Turn and look.
Yes.
See the red book between the thin brown volumes? Fourth from the end?
Yeah.
Behind that is a loaded automatic and two clips of cartridges.
Nice going, sister.
But that doesn't solve many problems, Jim. There's an armed force of guards, well over 100 of them. And though I hate to think about it, they are seemingly loyal to Thorson. He pays them well.
Tell me, Leo. Who else is in this setup as a lieutenant if anything happens to Thorson?
There's really no second in command. He trusts me more than most, but he delegates authority to no one.
But if we could get Thorson, you could run the show here for a few days till help could be brought in by the Navy.
Sure, if you can get Thorson. Oh, Jim, we're like a couple of mice trying to tie a bell on a cat.
That don't sound like the old Shanghai Lil. We've been in squeezes as tight as this before. Come on, buck up, old gal. I've got a hunch this'll turn out all right.
Well, I'll go down to talk to that guard for a moment. And you get that gun behind the book, so at least one of us will be armed.
All right, go ahead. But listen, be sure to get between us so he don't spot me doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Juan, did you see my green leather case?
See, it'll be over there by the window.
Oh. Well, will you get it for me, please?
Si, senorita.
Ah, thank you, Juan. Or should I say, gracias.
De nada, senorita.
Did you get it?
Right over.
In the meantime, Big Tom has roused the guards and is searching every foot of the castle grounds for the man with the turban, Kolo.
Each one of you jerks has his orders. I don't want any noise. You got to capture this Indian right away. I'll give 50 pesos to the man who gets him alive, 25 pesos if he's dead, understand?
Si, boss.
All right, get going. You come with me, Vigay.
Si.
Which way was he heading when you and Frank saw him?
We was on guard by the gate. He first saw the shadow on the wall, and then Frank, he go over there. He hit Frank, and he knocked down. I run over, too, but he's gone away. He last see him by the big flamboyant tree.
Why didn't you take a shot at him anyway?
Well, we try, but he's like a black cat in the nighttime. He go away like a snake.
Black cat. Is that the tree where you saw him?
Si, boss. Then he must go to the wall, yes?
Yes. Yeah, and I got an idea. Where would you try to hide if you were near that wall?
I sit down at the bottom of the wall in the dark place.
That shows what a sap you are. That's what anybody would do. That's where anybody would look.
Well, we look there.
No, no. Suppose a man were to lay down on top of the wall. People could pass him right by and never see him. Then after they'd gone, he could get up and do whatever he has a mind to.
So you smart, the boss, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. If we find him, I will be. But if we don't, it's because of you and that Frank. Just a couple of dumb clerks.
Boss, come. Come, I see something.
What is it?
Look, there'll be lump on top of the wall.
Yeah, you're right. If that's him, we got him dead to rights.
I can hit him from there.
Wait a minute, wait a second. I'll let him have it first. And if he gets up to run, you'll get a real shot at him.
I wait, boss Tom.
All right, don't miss.
Back in Thorson's library, the now recovered Kitty and Jim are facing a puzzled but angry Thorson.
Well, you two don't seem to care very much what happens to you, so neither do I.
We've told you everything we know.
Yes, everything but the truth. Why don't you come clean? It'll be so much easier for both of you. Answer that, Sergeant.
Hello?
Can you talk to the boss?
Wait a minute. Tom wants to talk to you, Bull.
Hello?
Hey, boss, I got some real news. We just captured a man off Kennedy's ship who was trying to get into the house. He must have been trying to contact that Bradley guy you got up there.
Well?
It all ties up, boss. That pair you got up there, the Bradleys, came here on Kennedy's ship, and the shipwreck story was strictly phony.
I think you're right. Bring that when you've got up here.
He's, battered up a bit.
Alive yet?
Yeah.
Then bring him up, that's all. Sasha, come over here by me.
Well, what are you going to do, boss?
Come here. You're going to see two spies get exactly what they deserve. And the only mistake I've made was listening to you. They should have gotten it long ago.
Don't point that gun at us. Don't do it.
Look at them squirm.
No, don't.
What have you got to say, Bradley?
No.
Still the big, brave Boy Scout? Well, you've done your good deed.
Bull.
What?
Get him, Jim.
Will Jim's daring break for freedom succeed? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.